from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning, folks.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys. Big fan of the show.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe.
Hello there.
Are you good?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Big fans. Over probably 20 years.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Call or text WGR at 803-0550 or post on X at WGR550 and get connected to Jeremy and Joe now.
Good morning. Live from Buffalo Bills training camp yet again at St. John Fisher, and coverage of Bills training camp is brought to you by Admar Construction. As we gear up for another day, Admar Construction, the equipment you need when you need it, and brought to you in part by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by your Western New York Ford dealers and all the all-purpose, affordable Ford Bronco Sport. We're here. It's nice again. It's been nice every day. It's
a little overcast, though. Is it? Maybe that's just the color of the sky right now.
I was just doing the same thing, yeah.
Is it clouds or is the sky just gray because the sun is just beginning to come up?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's going to be a warm one, though, today. We're going to have 90s.
Humid.
Humid. But other than heat, like another practice today for fans to come out to where I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, the last I checked was last night, but I don't think we have to worry too much about rain for practice today.
Nope. No worries.
All right, beautiful.
Weekend maybe, but today looking good. We're here once again for our sixth.
I know.
Sixth training camp show. We have Joe Brady coming up today. Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. So we can chop things up with him. If you have something you want to get to about him, tweet us, write us, call us. You know, we'll bring up any sort of conversation that maybe we don't think about if you guys want to help us out. You know, more than willing to jot down a note, if you'd like. So Joe Brady coming up at 9:15. Sal at 8. Bill said yesterday off, so, you know, we give Sal a little bit of a later lead-in time. A lot of the media would have gone home and comes back today. Of course, the blue and red scrimmage is tomorrow at the stadium.
Yes.
So that's cool, too. Got that coming up. And then next week we wrap, and the Hall of Fame game is tonight. So preseason football is upon us.
Let's go. You're going to be looking at the any over-unders for tonight's game?
You know what?
How about over-under 96 yards for Davis Mills? How do we like that? Who's expected to start for Houston?
Yeah. Maybe I'll take a look at it.
Betting the preseason can be fun because if you go unders and they pull the guy, it is like
victory.
You get your victories in the middle of the game more often than you have to wait till the very end.
Well, these teams playing tonight, they will play 4 preseason games. Everybody else plays 3, right?
Yes.
All right. NFL preseason is upon us. Should I bust out the preseason pledge? Should we all recite it yet again?
I don't know. I'm wavering.
Okay.
I'm wavering a little bit.
You saw Kenny Pickett be so great last year in the preseason and then lose his job that you're like, you know what? Yeah, preseason means a lot. You saw C.J. Stroud be a mess in the preseason and then light it up in the regular season.
Listen, I don't think I want to take any accounting for it when it comes to overall team success and how meaningful it is, or maybe even quarterback specifically. But you're going to have a hard time telling me that if K.J. Hamler comes out and has 100 yards in one of these preseason games, that could not be meaningful for who's playing offense for them this year. Or if it's Chase Claypool or Mac Hollins catches 3 passes from Josh Allen in the first game. I mean, maybe it won't be meaningful. I'm going to have a tough time ignoring it, though, given that this receiving room is, you know, still a pretty healthy competition.
K.J. Hamler's not making this team.
He's getting some first-team reps out there.
Is he?
Yeah. I've seen him out there with Allen a couple of times.
Is catching a pass from Josh Allen getting first-team reps?
When it's on 11-on-11, I think it has to qualify as such.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing Brian Thompson out there. No offense to Brian Thompson when Josh Allen's on the field.
Fair.
I mean, he was as interesting to me as Chase Claypool was. And Claypool's not out there. And Hamler, who the more you read about him, the more you realize, like, oh, this guy hasn't produced in the NFL because he has a heart condition. Like, 2 different teams interrupted because he had a heart condition. And that's not to say, by the way, you know, hope for his sake that doesn't happen again. But that's not to say that it couldn't. But I don't feel like he was a second-round pick that showed some things as a rookie and then never really got to build on that. So, I don't know. I want to take it with a grain of salt because I also loved the idea of Andy Isabella last year,
right,
and that didn't turn into anything. So, maybe Hamler is just my new Andy Isabella. But I like the small, fast, quick guys. That's another thing for me. I like those types of receivers. I think they are useful. And other than K.J. Hamler, do the Bills really have anybody like that?
Curtis Samuel?
He's not really small. He does those things.
Fast, quick, and yeah. I mean, how much smaller is he than K.J. Hamler?
He might be like, what, 3 inches taller?
Samuel's like 5'10", 5'11".
Yeah.
And I think K.J. Hamler might be, what, 5'9"?
I had like 5'8 in my head, but
5'9".
Okay, so it's not that different.
Who knows, depending on where they're listed.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We're back at practice today, and the Bills have, here's your controversy of the day, if you want it. Josh Allen comes in ranked number 12. The NFL's top 100 list, Allen will not be the second highest ranked quarterback this year because we've not yet seen Lamar.
Right.
And we've not yet seen Mahomes, of course.
Right.
Is there any chance Lamar's ahead of Mahomes?
Chance? Can I ask when do they vote on this?
Because
probably during the offseason, right?
Lamar just won the MVP.
Yep.
And they were the 1 seed. And Mahomes and the Chiefs had a bad year offensively. Again, we're trying to dig into the minds of the NFL players who vote on this. Because that's what it is. It's the NFL top 100. And again, there's like 5 different versions of it. You could get Pete Prisco's rankings if you want. You could get Warren Sharp's top 100.
PFF has their own,
yeah.
I think.
And the NFL's top 100, this is the one that goes on the NFL Network, and this is just players voting on it.
Okay.
So Allen comes in at 12.
Okay.
We got 11 through 20 last night. Allen at 12. Dak Prescott. Jalen Hurts also in this group of players.
Stroud.
4 quarterbacks listed there, and Allen's the top guy in that bunch.
Yep.
Just outside the top 10.
Yep.
I'll ask the question again.
If you're wondering, Burrow was lower, by the way.
Yes.
Burrow's been named.
Yep. Burrow was behind Tua this year.
Right. Yep.
So I'll ask the question, 803-0550. If you want it, does Brandon Bean have to come out and defend Josh Allen today? It's a little bit snarky, I'm sorry. Is it okay for Josh Allen to be the 12th best player in the sport? If players are voting, it's not a draft. It's very important to say it's not a draft.
No, because right.
Positional value is not a thing here. The players put 8 running backs in the top 100, and GMs would never draft a running back in the top 10, 15, 20.
Right.
So if you think, how could Allen be 12th? He would be drafted much higher than that. Our fantasy football group chat last night, one of the guys pointed out, I feel like he'd go higher than 12th, and I think that's definitely right. If there's a super draft, he might
go second or third.
He'd probably go second or third.
Yeah.
Maybe he goes behind C.J. Stroud because of age or Jordan Love. Who knows? If you want to get deep in the weeds on, like, super drafting strategy.
Yeah.
But he goes, right, top three. In this, who are the best players? I always want to ask the question, who has the right to rank them the right way?
Mm-hmm.
Who do we trust? The Madden guys and gals? The women at Madden. Okay, PFF? Some people don't like PFF. Pete Prisco, Warren Sharp, the players, the NFL executives.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets to make the call on ranking these players? Because the NFL players have this year spoken, and Josh Allen is 12th.
Yep.
He was 13th a couple years ago.
When? 2 years ago?
I think so. I'll find it. But the NFL top 100, he was 13 a couple years ago.
Okay. I care. Is it fair to say I care more about where he ranks among the quarterbacks? Because to me, like,
that's the more relevant piece, isn't this? Hey, Fred Warner got 11 while Allen got 8 or got 12. Are we sitting here yelling at each other about whether or not Fred Warner is better than Josh Allen?
Right.
Feels stupid.
When I also acknowledge and know and would assume every player that voted on this, you know, there's different parameters to it because they're trying to include the other positions. It's not just a list of quarterbacks. But I have to know or think every player that voted for Fred Warner above Josh Allen would never start a team with Fred Warner over Josh Allen.
Right.
There's nobody in the world that would do that. Maybe one out of a million would do it. So, to me, like, 12th. Okay, 12th sounds like disrespect for Josh Allen to me. But I don't really think it is, because this is why the NFL Top 100 list also probably is not my favorite of those lists, is because positional value does matter. How often have you heard Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott say over the years that it is a quarterback-driven league and they know that? So, okay, if it is, that's not really represented in this list as much, because if the third-best quarterback is 12th, then you're overvaluing the other positions too much. But that's what the list is going for. So, for me, I'm more worried about where he ranks amongst the quarterbacks. And for me to put him third behind Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, I have no problem with. I mean, I personally would probably put him above Lamar Jackson. I think their playoff numbers are drastically different, and that Allen should get a boost for that. But it's not, to me, that crazy to have him third amongst the quarterbacks. Unless, by the way, there's no way we're forgetting someone, right? It's definitely just going to be those two.
Yes.
So I don't think it's offensive at all. I don't think it's disrespectful at all. The number 12 next to his name can look like disrespect, but when you look at what the list is actually going for, I don't actually think it's that bad. Focus on where he is amongst the quarterbacks.
I'm having fun finding the quarterbacks he used to be behind.
Uh-oh.
This is
definitely Jalen Hurts last year, right?
Oh, go back farther.
Further than that?
So in 2020, Allen was player number 87. Okay?
To be fair, he wasn't yet.
No, right. I know. Yeah. Like, this is the career arc.
Yeah, okay, right.
The quarterbacks he was behind
okay. In
2020, this is the ascension of Josh Allen, really.
This is after the 19 season or after the 20 season?
It's 2020, so it's after the 19 season.
Yep.
You're going to have a great time with this. Okay, I can't even do trivia because it's not worth it. But
Carson Wentz is going to be above him, right?
There is a year where Carson Wentz was third overall.
Yeah, I know, I remember that happening.
But you're just going to we should play a game where I ask you, was Josh Allen ever ranked behind this player? Okay?
Okay.
You want to play?
Sure.
Ryan Tannehill.
Yes.
He was. 2020,
yeah.
Allen was behind Ryan Tannehill.
Okay.
I'm into the 20.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
21 season to find out if there are any newcomers that I got to I still got to get back to 2020. See, I want to go see if I'm adding anybody else.
Well, the 21 season would be ridiculous if he was behind some players like that, because that's the year where he goes from between 19 and 20. I mean, he goes up 1,500 yards and 17 touchdowns.
Yep, he goes from 87th to 10th.
Yeah, that seems about right.
And he's behind Brady, Rodgers, and Mahomes.
Okay.
That's where
that's fine.
You're living life as we have one of the best quarterbacks in football.
Yes.
After 2019, we didn't quite know it. There were a lot of things to like.
Yeah.
The following season, so from 87 to 10,
yeah,
to the where it was the year after, which is 13. I mentioned he'd been 13. 2022, he's 13th. Who's he behind at quarterback? Mahomes.
Brady.
Rodgers. Brady. That's
okay.
It.
All right.
So
it was those three for back-to-back years.
Yep.
That he was behind.
2023, that's last year.
Yeah.
Last year's version of this. Allen comes in. At number 8,
okay,
behind only Hurts, Mahomes, and Burrow.
Okay.
So he's been fourth a couple times.
Fourth amongst quarterbacks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fourth a couple times. And this year...
Wait, is that to say this is the highest he'll ever be ranked amongst the quarterbacks?
I think that is exactly what we're about to say.
Okay.
He is about to be... Even though he is 12th,
yeah,
the third-ranked quarterback. He's never been higher than fourth.
Okay. That, to me, is more important. He's going to be third amongst the quarterbacks. He never, even after the 13-second game, he was fourth?
The voting probably happens before the divisional playoffs.
Okay.
Is my guess. Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, back to 2020. Here's the fun game. Ready?
We already have Tannehill.
2020...
Right?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 quarterbacks were ahead of Allen.
11 quarterbacks above Allen. So this is the 2019 season. I've got Tannehill.
Tannehill, you said yes.
In there already.
Was Jimmy Garoppolo ever ranked ahead of Josh Allen?
Yes.
He was in 2020.
Yikes.
Was Russell Wilson ever ranked ahead of Josh Allen?
Yeah, he was still pretty good.
He
right?
was.
Yeah.
In fact, Russell Wilson in 2020 was the second best player in football, according to the NFL players. Kirk Cousins.
How long ago was that? That's 5 years ago. He was still the second best player in the league?
Yep. Kirk Cousins, was he ever ranked ahead of Josh Allen?
Wilson did 31 touchdowns, 5 picks that year. Yes, on Cousins.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah, the full list. Lamar, Wilson, Mahomes, Breeze, Brady, Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, Garoppolo, Dak, Cousins, Tannehill.
Yikes.
That's 2020. Now, how much do people care about these? I do think this is the time of year. Madden ratings are out.
Yeah.
These ratings are out. These rankings exist to get people mad. Let's get people upset.
Don't Bills fans enjoy that, though?
Yes.
What did we do 2 years ago? Everyone was mad that everyone was picking them to win the Super Bowl and saying they had the best roster in football, right? NFL Network, was it five people? There's a graphic out there where, like, five or six analysts before the season, you could pick any team in the league who you pick to win the Super Bowl, and all of them pick the Bills to win.
It makes people uncomfortable, yeah.
The Super Bowl favorite. Like, I loved that. I mean,
you should, of course.
I think you should. It's weird to me.
One of the best teams.
But the fan base in general, I felt like, was almost annoyed that everyone respected the Bills too much.
Yep.
They wanted the disrespect. Well, here you go. Two Bills in the whole top 100 list. James Cook's the 28th ranked running back in Madden. Allen's 12th amongst the top 100 list. But here you go. You wanted that disrespect. You wanted the bulletin board material. Here it is. They're starting to get it. There's question marks everywhere about them. How many? Oh man, are we into the season yet? We're gonna start getting like picks for the season, because how many people are not gonna pick them to win the division? Put that on the list. So it is definitely the time of year in the next month when there will be reasons to be mad. You're gonna get your wish if you want to be mad about people doubting the Bills. It's going to happen in the next month. I guess the top 100 list is a part of that. I just don't see where any of it's unfair for the top 100 list, especially. Like, we went through this yesterday. The Bills don't have a lot of star power right now. They're developing that, and maybe a couple guys will join the list next year and will kind of arise to that. But right now, the fact, like, oh, they've only got two players in the top 100 and Josh Allen's number 12, but it's third amongst the quarterbacks, like, to me, I've got no problem with any of that.
Yeah.
The Madden ratings are weird. I won't argue with that.
That's right.
Ed Oliver was like an 81, like way down the list amongst defensive tackles. That must be the Ed Oliver experience, though. Just everyone around the league is going to
underappreciate,
not know how good he is.
We might have been guilty of that for a long time.
Yes.
I was guilty of that maybe for a long time. When they gave him that extension, I was surprised, and maybe I shouldn't be. So Josh Allen comes in at number 12 in the NFL top 100. It is not the highest he's ever been. It'll be the highest he's ever been in the quarterback hierarchy. He's never been higher than quarterback 4. This year he'll be QB 3. Maybe next year he's QB 1 or 2. But I think it'd be hard to be QB 1. I bet that Mahomes gets the 1 spot for the next 6 years without a thought. I bet he's injury-proof, too. Everybody drifts when they get hurt. Justin Jefferson, 18?
He was second last year.
Yeah.
He was number 18.
18?
They didn't just do that because of his number.
I don't know.
Probably happened by coincidence.
He was hurt.
He missed half the year.
His quarterback dipped.
Yeah.
Quarterback play dipped.
They must tell the players to factor in injury, though, right? You think if Mahomes missed 6 games in a season that they would still put him right there at number 1?
Yes. I think he could miss a full season and they'd be number 1. Although, that's part of this. Are the voters in this saying, please list your top players of 2023?
Yeah.
And
That's probably how they're being asked.
It can't be, because who would have written down Aaron Rodgers' name? He was 92. How'd you write? He played 4 plays. You couldn't possibly do it.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so then it's probably more like
who are the best players?
Who are your best players in the league right now?
Right. Yeah. Write down who are the best players
today. Who are the best players in the league?
Allen 12th.
I mean, if he wins MVP and beats the Chiefs, that there's no circumstance at all where he can be above him.
Above Mahomes?
Yeah.
It's just hard to envision.
Yeah.
I mean, Lamar won the MVP the first time and was the number 1 player in the league.
Yeah.
But since then...
But Mahomes had only had one... Had he won the Super Bowl yet? Like, the way that timeline works out, maybe he had... That was the year, actually, I think he did win the Super Bowl, wasn't it? It was Lamar's MVP year. He had only had...
I mean, Brady was this. It's been Mahomes or Brady for the last 3-4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's
Lamar,
funny...
Lamar in 2020. So last 3 years, Lamar... Mahomes, Brady, Mahomes.
Okay.
That's how it's gone.
And really, like, that year, so that's interesting, like, that's the year Mahomes misses 2 games, is the year Jackson wins MVP, and I guess Jackson was above him in the top 100 list, And, man, you look at Mahomes' numbers. It is interesting how far a drop he had statistically from year one to year two. He went from 5,097 yards and 50 touchdowns in his first full season starting to 4,031 yards and 26 touchdowns.
Yeah, people said regression was coming for him.
He went down 1,000 yards and he went down 24 touchdowns.
Yeah, the year he had that 50 touchdowns, he was the fourth best player in the league.
That seems
That's part
crazy.
Of the point, though, about reputation.
Yeah.
Like if Allen, it's built in a little bit. That year he was fourth behind Aaron Donald, Drew Brees, and Khalil Mack.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
He's just gonna be one forever? All right.
He might be.
All right. I mean, he's earned it. Three rings, right? Three rings, all the numbers in the world. He's untouchable. And let's watch. Jackson's gonna be number one tomorrow.
He might.
He has. The thing about Jackson,
I doubt it. I mean,
he has super fans around the league. Like the way some players talk about him and the way he's disrespected. Like I do wonder if there's a group of players out there that would put him number one because they love Lamar Jackson. Like he is, you know, he's. I don't know how many people would really look you in the face and say Lamar Jackson is a better quarterback and I would take him today over Patrick Mahomes. But let me ask this.
My guess is none.
Is Lamar Jackson, for more fans of the NFL, is Lamar, and maybe even of players, is Lamar Jackson the favorite player of more people than Patrick Mahomes? Because that he probably is. The style he plays?
I don't think so, no.
I mean, Michael Vick had a lot of that.
He did, he had a lot of fans.
Back in Atlanta. Like, you run like that as a quarterback, you are iconic. Yeah. When you run like that.
Is he the best running quarterback? He might not even be that. I mean, that might be Josh Allen. Is it not?
I think it's hard to deny Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying Allen's a very different type of runner. And the numbers, yards per carry, I wonder if they would come out similarly. But, I mean, Jackson's out here. He's any year where he started at least 12 games, his lowest rushing total is 767 yards. Like 5,200 yards in six seasons. Like I think you'd have to give it to him. I'm not saying Allen's that far off him, but I think Jackson is. Yeah.
803-0550. If you wanna, you know, shout about it, we'll take your phone call. Happy to hear from you if you'd like. Jeremy and Joe from St. John Fisher. Sal at 8 o'clock. Joe Brady, Bills offensive coordinator, in the 9 o'clock hour. Lots to get to this morning. We'll keep you updated on the Olympic golf. When we get back, there is a story. You know, it's training camp season.
Yep.
You probably won't fade this team, but when the quarterback starts making excuses that Zach Wilson used to make, you might have a red flag. I'm just saying there might be a problem with one of the NFC contenders. We'll get to that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.